Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council unanimously agreeing to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors which fuel its weapons programs. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
Today, for the 10th time, this council stands united against a North Korean regime that rejects the pursuit of peace. The Kim regime continues to defy the resolutions of this council, the norms of civilized behavior, and the patience of the international community.
The new U.N. resolution builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. Sanctions are in response to the November 28th launch of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korea claims the missile is capable of delivering nuclear warheads anywhere in the United States. U.S. jury has convicted two South American former soccer officials on charges of corruption. First trial verdicts in a U.S. investigation into the world soccer governing body, FIFA. Officials were arrested in 2015, accused of agreeing to take millions of dollars in bribes to bestow television and marketing rights to soccer matches. International Olympic Committee says it has banned 11 Russian athletes for life and stripped two more Olympic medals from the Russians, one during the 2014 Sochi Winter Games. Investigators say the evidence indicates that Russia was involved in an elaborate scheme to manipulate drug test samples, and the plot included senior government officials. Russia has repeatedly denied it carried out a doping operation. IOC has been investigating allegations of state-sponsored doping. This is VOA News. U.S. government has imposed a new round of sanctions against one of Russia's oldest organized criminal gangs known as Thieves in Law. The U.S. Treasury Department said the group engages in a variety of crimes, including money laundering, extortion, bribery, and robbery in Russia, Europe, and the United States. Meantime, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said, and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov clashed over Moscow's alleged meddling in Britain's Brexit referendum. During a joint press conference in Moscow, Lavrov denied Russia's involvement in the referendum. Then Johnson had this to say.
Sergei, it's your reputation I'm worried about. I think it's very, very important that you should recognize that Russian attempts to interfere in our elections and our referendums, whatever they may have been, have not been successful. So you can reassure yourself on that point.
Johnson did not provide any further details to support his allegations, but instead express willingness to work with Russia to, in his words, improve relations. He visited Moscow seeking to encourage cooperation on global security challenges, despite strained relations between Russia and the West. Australia is to end its airstrikes against so-called Islamic State group targets in both Syria and Iraq. Phil Mercer is in Sydney following the story.
Australia has been carrying out aerial attacks on militant targets in Iraq and Syria as part of a US-led international coalition for more than 2 years. Canberra's decision to stop its involvement in airstrikes on so-called Islamic State insurgents was taken after consultation with Iraq and other allies. Independent monitoring groups believe that as many as 6,000 civilians have been killed in the US-led aerial bombing campaign in the conflict zone. But coalition commanders have estimated that 800 civilians have died as a result of 28,000 airstrikes. Earlier this month, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said that his troops were now in complete control of the Iraqi-Syrian border. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has arrested an American man who allegedly plotted a terrorist attack on a popular tourist site in San Francisco, California, to carry out on Christmas Day. The man told agents he was trying or having some second thoughts about that plot. Agents said they found a suicide note at his home, as well as rifles and other ammunition. In that suicide note, he praised the Islamic State. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.